though today. No JT. He's in that celebrity, and we use that term loosely, charity softball game in Columbus for the Dave and Jimmy Show on Mix 94.1. So I'm here on a busy Friday by myself. And you know what? I don't like to talk to myself, and Brian Novak and I talk to each other all the time, right? Let's get somebody else on to talk some sports and some Cavaliers basketball. So let's go to the Wake 'em Way hotline and bring in the outstanding play-by-play voice of your Cleveland Cavaliers, heard right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC, the one, the only, Tim Tootsie Alcorn. What's up, Tootsie?
Hey, man, there's nothing I'd rather do on a Friday afternoon than chat with the one and only Catty Rhoda.
Bar three. Thank you, Tim Alcorn, and we appreciate you making time for us, especially after last night's big night for the Cavaliers, and I was thrilled that they did not trade back, Tim Alcorn. I wanted Jalen Green, but Houston took him at two. That's fine. Then you go with the other star in this draft that can be an all-star and maybe a franchise changer in Evan Mobley. Give me your thoughts on that selection last night.
No, I love the pick. As you said, there were basically three guys at the top that in any other year would have been a consensus number one pick, that being Cunningham, Green, and Mobley. But this draft was three deep. Some say four with Suggs, but basically you had elite, franchise-altering, perennial all-star-type players. At least that's what they're projected to be at the top of this draft. And I agree with you, Kenny. When you've got that pick and you were fortunate enough to move up to number three, don't mess around. Make the pick. Take the guy that's projected to be a perennial all-star, and in any other year probably would have been the number one overall guy in Mobley. And people say, well, he's 7 foot. He's a center. He can do a lot of different things on that front line. So they've got a multifaceted, multidimensional player. And, boy, the process, as they like to call it, accelerated very, very quickly last night.
Did you hear, like I did, Tim, that they were getting calls? There were other teams that looked at him the same way as a franchise-changing player, and they were trying to pry him away from the Cavaliers?
Absolutely. There was no doubt that was going on. And Kobe Altman had to take those calls. He had to field those calls. But unless he was absolutely blown away, someone just willing to way overpay, he was going to stand pat, and he certainly didn't get that offer. And I agree with you. I'm glad he did stand pat, because you've got a 20-year-old player that's going to come in here and make this core even better and accelerate the process to become a playoff basketball team.
Tim Alcorn, our guest here on the Kenny and JT Show via the Wake 'em Way hotline, talking Cavs draft. And there was only one player they drafted yesterday. That was Evan Mobley. He spoke with members of the media in Cleveland today, I guess. What stands out to you about his game?
Well, about his game is, as I mentioned, Kenny, he's multidimensional. He's multifaceted. He's a young man, you go, he's 7 feet tall, and as I said earlier, well, you just lock him in as a center, and that's not the case. He's got terrific ball-handling skills. He had his growth spurt late, so he actually developed as a guard. So he's got some handles. He can really handle the basketball very, very well. He's got great athletic ability. He gets up and down the floor, and one of the things that JB talked about is his amazing footwork. And he spent a lot of his early developmental years playing soccer. So he's got great footwork. So he's not just the guy you plant on that low block and lob it to him and say, turn around and shoot it. He can play on that wing. He's a tenacious defender. So he's going to help you on both ends of the floor, both with his defensive ability, much like Okoro. He's NBA ready on the defensive end, and he's got some athleticism that's really going to help you on the offensive end as well.
You tell me about soccer, I go right away to the Dream, basically the Dream Shake from Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon back in the day. So if he's got footwork and handles for a 7-footer in a game now where he could play the stretch four along with the center, then the future is extremely bright in Cleveland. We should all buy some new sunglasses.
No, I would agree with you on that, Kenny. And JB talked about the defensive end of the floor quite a bit today as well. The fact that Jared Allen and Mobley now present 2 7-footers as rim protectors, and that's going to create some nightmares for the opposition offense, because you can pick and roll. Everybody likes that high screen nowadays, but you get by one, there's another one there waiting for you. So defensively, this team gets better immediately. And again, on the offensive end, this young man can do some damage as well. So the Cavs became a much better basketball team last night.
Yeah, they could start the Terminal Towers. Jared Allen at center, and Evan Mobley at power forward, and dare people to drive. But unfortunately, Tim, this league is a three-point shooting league, so smart teams are going to shoot from beyond the arc, and I want to go in that direction with the Cavaliers, because I was hoping maybe Kobe would trade back into the first round, get a Quentin Grimes, or even early in the second round, trade into that to get a Joe Weisskamp from Iowa, because they were the 30th-ranked three-point shooting team out of 30 teams in the NBA. Do you foresee them trying to make a trade, or maybe with the mid-level exception, to address that area that they didn't address last night?
The short answer, Kenny, would be yes. I think they very well recognize the fact that, as you alluded to, they struggled from beyond the arc. The stats don't lie. The camera doesn't blink. They weren't able to knock down long balls. So, sure, their work isn't done. Just because they brought Evan Mobley in last night in the draft, doesn't mean that they're finished. They've got some work to do. Now, again, it's rumored. As a Cavs employee, I can either confirm or deny the Ricky Rubio deal.
Right.
But, you know, they solved that backup point guard issue if that's true. So, but seriously, you know, so now you've got some money perhaps that they were looking to spend in free agency that would have gone to that backup point guard spot that they can look elsewhere. Is there a sharpshooter out there that can help this team hit the long ball? You're right. I'm not arguing your point. It's a three ball league. I mean, that's where it's gone. So that's something that they still need to address.
Tim Alcorn talking Cavs basketball. The draft last night, only one pick for the Cavaliers, but it was a big one. A 7-foot forward center by the name of Evan Mobley coming out of USC. Comparisons fair or not, Tim Alcorn, to offensively Chris Bosh, defensively AD, right? If you combine that and you get 80% of that, we'll take that, won't we?
We'll absolutely take that. You're talking about two very special basketball players there. But I thought it was interesting, Kenny, earlier today at the press conference when he was asked about that. Evan said, listen, those are great comparisons. I welcome that, and I'm honored by that. But I want to create my own identity. I want to create my own brand of basketball. And that's refreshing to hear from a 20-year-old, that he has that innate ability to say, I've got to do this on my own. I can't live off comparisons to other guys. I've got to be able to go out and make my own mark on this team and in this league. And from everything you're reading and hearing and watching on video, he certainly has the capability of doing that.
Tim, as we look at this team, now I wrote it down on paper, okay? And this is just me. So I'm looking towards next season, but beyond as well. All right. So if they're going to keep Colin Sexton, they didn't trade him last night, so he's still a Cavalier as you and I speak today. Then I'm looking at a starting lineup that goes DG, Darius Garland at point guard, Colin at the two, because I think he's a shooting guard and not a point guard, Isaac Okoro at the three. If I'm drafting somebody third overall, I don't care if I have a veteran in Kevin Love. I'm starting the kid at power forward, going Terminal Towers, and Jared Allen at the five, and then saying to Kevin Love, if they end up keeping him, Tim Alcorn, look, we can elongate your career. You've had issues staying healthy. Come off the bench. Give us, you know, 10, 12, 13 points, 6, 7 rebounds, and help these young guys along the way. How much fun would it be to call a lineup that featured all those first-round draft picks and the guy you traded for who was a first-round draft pick as well?
Oh, I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I think not only for broadcasters, but for fans and for J.B. Bickerstaff, Kenny, because all of a sudden that gives him a lot of flexibility insofar as how he wants to work those guys. So, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And, you know, you brought up Kevin Love. You can't sugarcoat it. The situation in Tokyo was a big setback. It was a setback for him. It was a setback for the team. And you got to see where this thing's going to go here in the next 60 days before training camp begins. I'm sure for Kevin, boy, he wanted to at least show himself that he's ready to go and to go into practices and go into those workouts before the Olympics and not even be able to get to Tokyo. That's a huge disappointment for him and for the Cavs. All of a sudden, they're now in a situation where if there was trade value for Kevin, it certainly has diminished. And so now you have to figure out a way to justify Kevin either on the roster or in the rotation, however it's going to work. So that becomes a huge question mark for the team. But the starting five that you mentioned, absolutely. I think that would excite a lot of folks.
All right, so as we look at this team, we want them to get back to the playoffs. We want them to be a championship contender. Give me your thoughts on what you saw in the NBA Finals with the team that is currently the NBA champs, and that would be the Milwaukee Bucks, featuring a big three of Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, and Drew Holiday. Your thoughts on them winning it all?
Well, again, you know, they went through their process to get there. They had to knock on that door several times, and of course, they benefited. You can't sugarcoat that either. They benefited from the fact that James Harden and Kyrie Irving basically missed that entire series against the Bucks. So, but I love the finals. You know what? It gives those small to medium market teams some hope, and the way each team built their ball clubs, they didn't go out and buy superstars. Or there weren't guys that were all kind of getting together saying, let's go play here, let's go play there. They built their teams the right way. Both went out and got veteran guys to supplement those younger players. And I think that's going to be the next step for the Cavaliers, that they're going to look for those veteran guys that have been either on playoff teams or, you know, playoff contending teams that know what it takes to get there. So I love the NBA Finals. I thought it was riveting. The performance of Giannis was just off the charts. You know, you look back at NBA Finals history, Kenny, and you and I are NBA history buffs.
Yeah.
Boy, name another NBA Finals where one player dominated to the level that Giannis did in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it was pretty special, and that was coming off a knee injury where we didn't know if he was even going to play in the finals, right? So to do it after that injury, granted, does he still have work to do? Yes, but he's a two-time MVP and now a finals MVP and an NBA champion. They can't take that away from him, no matter, like he said, no matter what happens from this point forward, Tim.
That's exactly right. And, of course, one of the major components of his game that he does not do well in his free throw shooting,
right.
In game six, he goes 17 of 19. So he showed that he has the ability to step up and do things when it matters. And he literally played himself into sheer exhaustion throughout the NBA Finals, but just kept coming up with monster performance after monster performance. That was something special to watch.
Yeah, it was. And, hey, I want to get your thoughts on one more thing before I let you go, Tim. And that is, I just got a press release the other day from the NBA. And I'll just read the headlines to our listeners and to you. NBA to name 75 greatest players during 75th anniversary season celebrations. The last time they did this with the 50 greatest players, guess who had the All-Star game? Cleveland, Ohio. Well, guess
that's
what?
Right.
75th season, 75th anniversary team, All-Star game again in Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know if they have it planned like they did in Cleveland before, but Tim, how great would it be this year if indeed however many of those 75 guys are still alive, if they brought them all back to Cleveland for All-Star Weekend?
Well, Kenny, even as you say it, I'm sitting here with goosebumps up and down my arms,
yep,
and legs. I mean, you and I have both talked to people that were at that 50th anniversary All-Star game, and to rub elbows with the greatest of the greats of the NBA, they still talk about it to this day, 25 years later. So you now think about, put the last 25 years,
yeah,
in with the first 50 and add some of those players. If they do that All-Star Weekend here in Cleveland, it will be unbelievable. How extraordinary will that be to be able to meet and greet some of those guys that we've all watched on television and saw those highlights? I mean, that would be incredibly special.
Yeah, let's hope they do. We're looking forward to that All-Star game in Cleveland, and here's hoping that either Darius Garland or Colin Sexton or maybe even an Evan Mobley will represent the Cavaliers as a member of the Eastern Conference in that All-Star game. We'll have to wait and see if that happens. Hey, Tim, we know you got a big dinner date tonight, so go enjoy your dinner. We'll let you go early, and sorry for keeping you for the 5 minutes there at the bottom of the hour. That's on me, not on Brian Novak.
Listen, with my waistline, dinner can wait. So I'm good with that. But, no, I love coming on with you guys. And, you know, even though JT's not with you today, the Canton combo is hard to beat. So always enjoy it. Anytime you guys want to chat, let's have a conversation because I love it.
Sounds good, Tim. Be well, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right, Kenny. Thanks, buddy.